Hi, I'm Susie. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Susie.
So excited, let me tell you. My sobriety date is October 3rd, 2011. I have a sponsor. She has a sponsor. Let's see, my first drink was when I was 16. Went with my family on their vacation during summer. I have I'm the last of 10 kids. I have 7 sisters and 2 brothers. And right now I have 27, about to be 28 nieces and nephews. And at that time we had 15 kids. We had 3 hotel rooms, and all the adults wanted to go party. And since I was 16, I had to stay home with the kids. And of course, I told them, well, if I'm sitting home with the kids, y'all are going to give me some alcohol. So I made them go get me Mike's Hard Lemonade, because that was the cool thing to do when you were a teenager. I figured a 6-pack wouldn't be enough, so I told them I wanted a 24-pack and 2 pizzas so the kids could eat, and then maybe I could eat something later. Probably drank about 17, 18 beers, and then I got really sick. It was really bad. That was the first time I ever said, I'll never drink again. But of course, definitely drank again after that. Hit high school. Didn't go over very well. Went to school over in South Tampa for most of my life, and then they wouldn't let me go to Plant, so I had to go to Hillsborough. So going from kind of like a very uppy school to Hillsborough was definitely a change of plans. And I told my mom, couldn't do it, didn't want to be here, so she put me into homeschooling. So everybody would skip school and come to my house and hang out. Parents weren't really drinkers, so whenever they had like the bottle of vodka, the bottle of tequila, they never really noticed how much was ever drank. So my friends and I would to get to drinking, and we had the pool, we would go swimming, and then come 1:30, it was like, okay guys, you gotta go. Give me about a half hour, meet you around the corner. So I'd throw the bottles over the fence and meet them, and then we would go drinking for the rest of the day. Mom thought I was going to the library. That was cool. Graduated school early because I was in homeschooling, and I still got to walk with my class, which was cool. Then started college, but I wasn't really into it, so I just kind of poured myself into my job. It was definitely in the outside substances and needed to fuel that, so got into the, I want to smoke, I want to be able to drink, but I can't really afford it. So if I buy more and sell most of it, then I can support my own habit. So I did that for a while, got bigger and bigger, and eventually got busted, and spent 2 years on probation and about 10 years trying to pay off the restitution. 10 years later, my drinking definitely progressed, and I drank more and more to the point where I graduated to tequila. And you learn from drinking tequila that if you take shot after shot, it's definitely true about 1 tequila, 2 tequila, 3 tequila floor. So I modified my drinking to where I had my cup of tequila and a cup of Coke. And I would just sip all night and make fun of people. Be like, come on, you can take a shot. You can do it. Come on, take a shot. 3 shots later, they're on the ground, and I'm standing there laughing at them. Great friend. Come party with me. Then it was, all right, let's party at the house, and let's go to the club. So we'd go to club after club, and when you frequent there enough, you get to know the bartenders and the bouncers, so you could go to the 21 and up clubs when you're 17, 18, 19 years old, and get all your friends drunk, and then you'd leave there, you'd go to the after hours party, and then you'd go to the casino, hit that up for a while, get a hotel room, party till 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. That's when you just keep drinking. And I should have definitely had more DUIs than what I ended up with. Got my last DUI 30 days after my first DUI. That was a very proud moment, let me tell you. Got the first DUI and was like, man, this sucks. Stayed out of trouble with the law for 10 years and right back here again. So I was going to never drink again. Not drinking. Can't do it. Not until at least these DUIs straightened out. That lasted for about 2.5 weeks. And then I was like, I can drink. I just can't drink and drive. Can't do that. Suspended license, of course. Then it got to the point where, well, I'm out of alcohol. I got to go get some more. Or we definitely want to go out. So the drinking and driving started again. And got my second DUI. Talked to the cop. Was hanging out, making him laugh. Thought I had it all under control. And then it was the turn around, put your hands behind your back. All right, that's cool. Actually saw my lawyer today, and we went over the tapes, and it was not a pretty sight. It was very sad, actually. Really? Did I really think I had that one? I'm standing there in handcuffs. He pulls the bottle out of the car. Like, oh, damn, not finishing that one. Oh, well. Didn't even call anybody on the second DUI. I was pretty ashamed. And I've been arrested enough to know that while the intake, if you don't behave while doing your medical and you refuse it, they consider you a harm to others, so they put you in the psych ward, which just to me means your own bedroom. That's. I slept in my own room for 3 days and didn't call anybody, and eventually they tracked me down. You don't have that many siblings and them not wonder where you are. So after they called the hospitals and the jails and they figured out where I was, officer came, woke me up, and they're like, you're bailed out. And I'm thinking, who the hell knows where I am? Well, that's a dumb question. Been there enough. That's probably my, you know, the second assumption of most people. So I came home, and that weekend, I was so pissed. I was so upset. I was like, I can't believe this happened again. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go hang out with my friends. So I went and bought them a bottle, and I bought me a bottle. And I'm, like, taking shots, wanting to get drunk. I was like, what is my problem? Shot. I can't figure out what my problem is. Shot. Give me another shot. Fucking knocking them down. And it's totally true what they say. Like, I really wanted to get drunk that weekend, and I couldn't do it. Couldn't get drunk for anything. My friends were all passed out, pretty wasted. But I was wondering why I could drink so differently, I suppose. And when the bottle was done, and I was anticipating whether I wanted to go buy another one or not, and everybody was passed out. Didn't have my car because my family definitely took it away this time. I was like, well, I could walk. Oh, yeah, it's like 6 o'clock Sunday morning. They're not serving alcohol right now. What am I going to do? And then out of nowhere, my brain just goes, I wonder if I'm an alcoholic. And I almost wanted to kick myself for asking the question in the first place. I was like, damn it. So had some friends that when I worked at Starbucks, they had said they were in the program and they seemed really, really happy. I figured I could track them down through their old phone list at work or find them on Facebook or something, but I guess never got around to it. And then one just happened to walk in at work one day. Just, I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. So I got to talking to them and they told me to come to Saturday Night Fever. And they said it was a really good meeting. So I was like, all right, maybe I'll check that out. And couldn't drive, so I figured I would take the bus. Chickened out the first Saturday. I was going to go the second Saturday and chicken out again. And then finally I was like, no, I have to go. Otherwise, I'm going to drink again. So I decided to show up. Big meeting. Nobody will know me. It's okay. Don't have to worry about it. And somebody walked right up to me and said, I know you. How do I know you? That's awesome. So I got to talk to a bunch of cool people, actually. She asked me what I thought about it and what brought me here, and I told her. And I was really scared, and I was really nervous. Didn't really know how to act. And told her I was coming to the Saturday Night Fever, and she's like, one meeting. I would go nuts if I only went to one meeting a week. And I really didn't know what she was talking about, and I'm like, well, you know, I guess I still have, like, the fear of drinking right now. If I were to drink, I'd probably end up in jail again. So she's like, no, you have to come to more meetings, you know, we'll help you out, we'll take you, you know, get this number, get that number. I was like, all right. So I started coming to more meetings and getting to know more people, and I was still really scared. And just being here is kind of intimidating, and meeting so many people. I met my sponsor because she was very willing and able to take me to and from meetings since I wasn't able to drive. And I got, do you have a sponsor yet? Do you have a sponsor yet? Do you have a sponsor yet? I was like, no, I don't have a sponsor. I don't know how to ask for a sponsor. will you be my sponsor? She's like, yes, I'll be your sponsor. It's like, okay. But it was still really hard. So if you're a newcomer, I mean, you just have to keep coming. You have to keep showing up, even if you don't want to, even if it's the scariest thing. Just knowing that you can't go back to the life you had, even though those friends say you cared about them. They say they cared about you. They do. They showed it with every bottle after every bottle. But my family was the one who was always there to bail me out and help me out. And everything I put them through, I just want to show them that, you know, I have changed and I have learned my lesson, even though it took me this many times and 2 DUIs. And I'm still nervous about starting the steps. I haven't started them yet, but I'm on day 81. I never thought I would get to 81 days sober. I have a home group that I'm actually very proud of, the Tampa home group. I just started the YPG. And I just really hope that I can stick it out and actually follow through with something that will benefit me rather than bring me down. I actually didn't even think I'd get up here. I almost thought I was going to chicken out, tell them I couldn't do it. I'm sick. But that's why you have sponsors, to push you and nudge you in the right direction. I definitely still feel like a newcomer. But all the people that I've met, they've made me feel very welcome and let me know that I'm not going through it alone, even though I'm pretty stubborn. I just hope that I can prove to them as well that I really want to try and I really want to make it work. But thanks for letting me share.